Good day. This is Paige Estrutori with your weekly insurance news wrap brought to you by Financial Services Online, your trusted source for personal and business insurance matters. Turning to Casterton first, still grappling with the aftermath of severe storms, some relief comes in the form of a community consultation and information session. The Insurance Council of Australia, or the ICA, intent on making a difference, is leading this initiative set for the coming Wednesday. What's unique about this event? It's not your typical relief effort. Key representatives from multiple insurance companies extending a helping hand will meet affected homeowners in a town hall-style meeting. Attendees will get insights into claim processes, ways to lodge complaints, and effective recovery strategies. As is evident, this response from the ICA doesn't merely provide financial relief. It's about offering support in a more real and human way. This necessity was made clear through personal impact stories gathered by local authorities and federal MP Dan Tihan. Moving the spotlight to federal politics, the approaching election set for May 3rd has the ICA urging for action on risk reduction. Our present government overlooked various resilience-building measures in the recent federal budget, focusing instead on short-term cost-of-living relief. The ICA, outlining as many as 16 proposals to boost insurance affordability, stresses the importance of a $30 billion flood defense fund. Let's remember, floods have been Australia's priciest natural disaster. The ICA also advocates the abolishment of state insurance taxes for improved coverage and affordable premiums. Advancing Australia's resilience, that's what they call their recommendations, and that's what they want the next government to invest in. Lastly, a significant legal ruling that sets a precedent. The Supreme Court of New South Wales levied weighty penalties on Allianz Australia Insurance Limited and AWP Australia Pty Ltd. The charges? Misleading online claims about their financial products. To break it down, Allianz has to pay fines amounting to $13.5 million, while AWP owes $3.3 million. This judgment comes on the heels of the Royal Commission's scrutiny into financial misconduct, which exposed a lack of compliance reviews from 2016 to 2018 by both the insurers. The case underscores the imperative of maintaining transparency in financial product marketing, delivering a sharp message about the legal and reputational risks of misinformation. That wraps up your weekly insurance news update. If you haven't already, do visit our website, financialserviceonline.com.au, for more updates and to explore insurance solutions crafted just for you. This is Paige Estrutori signing off. Until next week, stay informed, stay safe.